Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting 8th. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGraw scores. Carrion moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Power reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson scores. Hansen moves to third. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Plice now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Kerrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Schirmlaller now catching. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Lawler moves to third. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Plyce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power bunts towards the mound. DeBuscher fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rollins. Landis moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Twins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Bill Daly now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rollins strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McGraw bunts towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Daly covering. Safe. Al Weiss pinch hits for Dave DeBuscher. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Green reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Green moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 6, White Sox, 6. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Virals bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Allen reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Bill Daly. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCraw strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Gary Peters pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.